This recording is from the ACA World Convention that was held virtually in May of 2021. The ACA World Service Organization is grateful to all who contributed to making this convention happen, as well as to all who participated. ACA is an anonymous program. Please respect the anonymity of those that participated in the event. To learn more about the ACA Fellowship, please visit us online at adultchildren.org, where you can find information for newcomers, as well as free literature for download. Information about doing service in the ACA Fellowship can be found at acawso.org and acawsoec.org. To purchase literature or to make a Seventh Tradition contribution, please go to shop.adultchildren.org. We hope you enjoy the following recording from the 6th Annual World Convention, Global Recovery, in May 2021.
So welcome, everyone. Our 6th Annual World Convention. So off we go. And I think we're the session right before the closing of this wonderful, beautiful convention. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. A warm welcome to our ACA community all around the globe, to this, our 6th annual ACA World Convention, and our 2nd fully online one. While the pandemic continues to be a challenging time for many of us, we see how events like this that bring us together are wonderful. And for that, we are grateful for our ACA recovery. This is the largest adult child meeting in the world, connecting our ACA members, our family of the heart, all around the planet to heal together as one unified fellowship. This convention is being hosted by the ACA World Services Organization. And our theme this year is Global Recovery, which this session is going to be focused on. And we've got some really exciting things that we're rolling out and launching. So stay with us. This year, we have 27 sessions running over 30 hours around the clock and around the world. My name is Leia. I'm an adult child, coordinator of the Global Recovery Sponsorship Working Group from Toronto, Canada. And the session that we're presenting today is ACA Support from Healing to Helping. Sheila, come on up. All right, I'll keep reading. Please be sure to rename yourself in the participant screen to show only your first name, last initial, and country. Please remember our spiritual principle of anonymity, as this meeting workshop is being broadcast around the world and also will be recorded on audio and distributed later. We therefore ask that you do not record any audio, video, or pictures of the AWC. We also ask that you do not share the link to this conference. Each member should request their own access to the AWC. This is so they can acknowledge our commitment to trying to protect the personal anonymity of AWC attendees. So during the meeting safety, only the active speakers will be unmuted. Video, microphone, and chat will generally be disabled for all viewers. So it's to ensure a safe listening experience for all. And this presentation, we will not be getting people to share. So you will stay unmuted for the duration of our presentation. Although the chat feature will be active on chat. So make sure to interact with us there. So you can post questions. You can send questions to me or to Lee, our Zoom tech host, for if you have any questions, or to the group as a whole. Please remember that what you hear at this meeting should remain at this meeting. We do not talk about another person's story or experiences to other people. Please respect the anonymity of all those who share with us today. And I will say that we have some exciting things that we're rolling out today that we're excited to share with you. And we're going to be sharing some links and email address to connect with us and to join our WhatsApp. So those things, we actually would like you to share the content of what we've shared today in terms of these exciting things. But, the personal experiences should remain at this meeting. We do not crosstalk during the sharing time. Crosstalk means interrupting, referring to, or commenting on what another person has said during the meeting. We also don't distract from the person sharing. So distracting means doing anything other than paying full attention to the person speaking when in an online meeting. So this also includes background noise, which can happen if you're not muted, or if your video is switched on and there's activity going on around you. All right, so Marianne is going to open with the reading here in the Serenity Prayer. Over to you, Marianne.
All right. We need to share the experience we have had as children growing up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home. That experience affected us then, and it affects us today. By practicing the 12 steps, focusing on the solution, and accepting a higher power of our understanding, we find freedom from the effects of alcoholism and other family dysfunction. We identify with the problem and learn to live in the solution one day at a time. Please join me in opening our meeting with the ACA Serenity Prayer in whatever language or way that calls your heart. Let's take a deep breath and then together, God, grant me the serenity, to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me.
Yeah.
I've asked Monica C. to read the laundry list.
Hi, I'm Monica C., the laundry list. One, we became isolated and afraid of people and authority figures. Two, we became approval seekers and lost our identity in the process. Three, we are frightened of angry people and any personal criticism. Four, we either become alcoholics, marry them, or both, or find another compulsive personality, such as a workaholic, to fulfill our sick abandonment needs. Five, we live from the viewpoint of victims, and we are attracted by that weakness in our love and friendship relationships. Six, we have an overdeveloped sense of responsibility, and it is easier for us to be concerned with others rather than ourselves. This enables us not to look too closely at our own faults, etc. Seven, we get guilt-filling feelings when we stand up for ourselves instead of giving in to others. Eight, we become addicted to excitement. Nine, we confuse love and pity and tend to love people we can pity and rescue. 10, we have stuffed our feelings from our traumatic childhoods and have lost the ability to feel or express our feelings because it hurts so much, denial. 11, we judge ourselves harshly and have a very low sense of self-esteem. 12, we are dependent personalities who are terrified of abandonment and will do anything to hold on to a relationship in order not to experience painful abandonment feelings, which we receive from living with sick people who are never there for us emotionally. 13, alcoholism is a family disease, and we became para-alcoholics and took on the characteristics of that disease even though we did not pick up the drink. 14, para-alcoholics are reactors rather than actors. Thank you for letting me be of service.
The solution is to become your own loving parent. As AC becomes a safe place for you, you will find freedom to express all the hurts and fears you've kept inside and to free yourself from the shame and blame that are carryovers from the past. You'll become an adult who is imprisoned no longer by childhood reactions. You will recover the child within you, learning to accept and love yourself. The healing begins when we risk moving out of isolation. Feelings and buried memories will return. By gradually releasing the burden of unexpressed grief, we will slowly move out of the past. We learn to repair in ourselves with gentleness, humor, love, and respect. This process allows us to see our biological parents as the instruments of our existence. Our actual parent is a higher power whom some of us choose to call God. Although we had alcoholic or dysfunctional parents, our higher power gave us the 12 steps of recovery. This is the action work that heals us. We use the steps, we use the meetings, we use the telephone, we share our experience, strength, and hope with each other. We learn to restructure our sick thinking one day at a time. When we release our parents from responsibility for our actions today, we become free to make helpful decisions as actors, not reactors. We progress from hurting to healing, to helping. We awaken to a sense of wholeness we never knew was possible. By attending these meetings on a regular basis, you will come to see parental alcoholism or family dysfunction for what it is, a disease that infected you as a child and continues to affect you as an adult. You will learn to keep the focus on yourself in the here and now. You will take responsibility for your own life and supply your own parenting. You will not do this alone. Look around you. You'll see others who know how you feel. We will love and encourage you no matter what. We ask you to accept us just as we accept you. This is a spiritual program based on action coming from love. We are sure that as the love grows inside you, you will see beautiful changes in all your relationships, and especially with God, yourself, and your parents. Sheila.
Hi. Yep. So the 12 steps. This is Sheila. Hi, everybody. Welcome. The 12 steps of ACA, we admitted we were powerless over the effects of alcoholism or other family dysfunction, that our lives had become unmanageable. I came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Step 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Step 7, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Step 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step 9, made a direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand God, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry it out. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others who still suffer and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
And I've asked Monica C. to read the 12 traditions.
The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on ACA unity. 2, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority. A loving God is expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for membership in ACA is a desire to recover from the effects of growing up in an alcoholic or otherwise dysfunctional family. 4, each group is autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or ACA as a whole. We cooperate with all other 12-step programs. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the adult child who still suffers. 6, an ACA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the ACA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary spiritual aim, purpose. 7, every ACA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, adult children of alcoholics should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, ACA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, adult children of alcoholics has no opinion on outside issues, hence the ACA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, TV, and films. And 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles above personalities. Thank you.
Yeah, so introducing our workshop, you may have related to our readings. Even if there is no apparent alcoholism in your addiction home. This is because dysfunction can occur in a family without the presence of addiction, and we welcome you. In the beginning, many of us could not recognize or accept that some of our current attitudes or behaviors result from some experience related to alcoholism or dysfunction in our childhood. We behave as adult children, which means we bring self-doubt and fear learned in childhood to our adult interactions. By attending meetings regularly and actively work the ACA program, we come to know and begin to act as our true selves. What you hear at this meeting should remain at this meeting. We do not talk about another person's story or experiences to other people. Please respect the anonymity of all those who share with us today.
The Global Members Committee provides support to ACA fellowships outside of the USA, Canada, and Europe in their efforts to be self-supporting As they grow, facilitating universal inclusiveness, accessibility and affordability of literature and ACA recovery resources as part of Tradition 5. We honor Tradition 4 for all countries we support. Each group is autonomous. We partner with various committees in WSO and with our fellowships around the world to unify our ACA recovery resources. We are pleased to have sponsored 6 workshops at this 2021 AWC. As part of this committee, the group of presenters for this workshop, we've been meeting together for months as a working group, specifically on how to grow global recovery support or sponsorship. Sheila, who you just heard, and I serve as co-coordinators of this working group, and it's our honor and pleasure to introduce the rest of the team in this global AWC workshop. And Angza, we can carry on. Actually, if you can take down the slides and we'll get Sheila to introduce
the
presentation.
So I'm on my phone, but I'm also on video. So if you have a participant screen, I'm just addressing all the participants here. You can find me where I'm listed as presenter, and my first name is Sheila, rather than looking at the green dot on your screen. So I'm in two places
at once.
So
they can all see you now.
They can. Okay.
Yes.
All right. My screen doesn't look that way.
Center.
Okay. Perfect. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome. You know, our ACA program gives us the promise that through our ACA recovery, we move from hurting to healing and then to helping. The workshop today focuses on this aspect of the ACA journey, especially on the transition from healing to helping. In giving service, we affirm one another and share our gifts, right? And Tradition 5 claims that our primary purpose is to carry the message to the adult child who still suffers. Each of us carries this message of hope to the adult child who still suffers every time we share our experience, strength, and hope. And we're going to go through the workshop today in sort of that sequence of experience, strength, and hope. So this should unfold for you as we go. This particular working group we've labeled the Global Member Sponsorship Giving and Receiving ACA Support Group. Okay, so that just means that we're gathering as a group to present what we have in our own experience, in our own recovery, as a way of reaching out to global countries. This working group is a response to a loud cry from these countries about having the need for connection. And these Zoom rooms have given us an opportunity to do that in magnificent ways. We can travel around the world just by a click of a button from our own kitchen or living room. We've been working for the past 6 months to create this centralized structure to help more adult children move through this journey of healing to helping. And in this journey, we've been able to create a purpose of our group. We've been able to identify a couple of key goals, and we'd like to invite you to attend with us and join us on this amazing ride that is happening globally around the world for ACA. Just to share with you our group purpose, if you can maybe even close your eyes as I read this, you can maybe sort of contextualize what the purpose of this group has established. It is to increase accessibility, connection, and strength in giving and receiving ACA recovery and service support to ACA global emerging countries. And that's what we do here. And we're going to unpack this a little bit later in our presentation about certain ways that we've already laid out for you to join us. And then there's other ways that you can join us by doing things organically. And you're going to hear some stories from people who've done that as well. So this is just a structure that we're offering you to join us on this journey to carry the message globally, but it's not the only way, okay? So thank you again for being with us. Do you want to go back to the screen? We can just so that you have a framework of what we are going to present today. This workshop is to illustrate the many ways that giving and receiving ACA support looks like for the newcomer and old timer alike. So this isn't just for the newcomer, although every newcomer who's been in at least one meeting or one session or has any background in any other 12-step recovery is already equipped to carry the message. We want to encourage you to do that. It doesn't have to be a perfect program. You don't have to be completely healed. There's no benchmark for when it's appropriate for us to help each other, right? We always have something to give. We're going to introduce you to the global countries. Today we have our wonderful sponsorship coordinator from Israel joining us this morning to share with you what's happening in Israel. And we have several countries in global that have similar stories. So this is an example and something that might highlight some of the things that we're doing in other countries. We would like you to share with you the brand new service supports that our brand new and evolving hub of giving and receiving support are offering. And Leah will introduce that near the end with some of the calls to action, some of the things that you can do, join some of our social media, join some of our working groups, become creative in your own community as people who are already equipped to share experience, strength, and hope, and start to encourage and provide support for each other as you decide how that's going to happen for you. And then we have a story to tell you, stories to help you answer some of these questions about how can I carry the message of hope to still suffering ACA. Back to you, Leah.
Thank you so much, Sheila. So we start with experience. And I'm just looking to, I spotlight your video. So I'm trying to remove the spotlight, but you're still spotlit. So maybe one of our tech hosts can figure out how to remove your spotlight.
Or maybe you could spotlight Leah, that'll take over. There you go.
Am I spotlit now? All right. Can everybody see me? Here I am. All right. So we're going to start with experience. And we're going to present to you today a story of a woman named Tanya. Now, Tanya's not a specific story of one adult child. This is a story, it's a composite character that we created to demonstrate the many, many ways that you can, that we can give and receive support as adult children. Tanya, she's from North America. She was created for this workshop, and she is going to be voiced by Monica C. And so her story speaks to all of us. You know, it's going to go through Tanya's first 3 years in ACA. And even if this is your first workshop, your first ACA meeting, you'll be able to hear perhaps some of your own story. And if you're here for years and years, you might be able to hear some of your story from your early days. And the hope here is that you'll be able to identify, you know, which is so much about when we carry our experience, strength, and hope, is that ability to identify with someone else who shares something similar from our own story, from hurting to healing to helping, our own journeys, and we do it together. So I pass this over to Monica.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Tanya. I'm an adult child of a dysfunctional home. I've been in ACA for 3 years. When I first came into the rooms of ACA, I was broken, miserable, and hopeless, even suicidal. As I tried all sorts of things before, and yet I felt I was completely out of control and I wanted to die. I didn't know what the 12 steps were at all. After the steps, passages from the big red book of ACA were read, and then people shared their personal experiences based on the readings. The people at the meetings were all warm and welcoming. Yet there was one guy who really stood out to me. He was glowing. He said that his life had been transformed from working the steps and that he was now living happy, joyous, and free. And I could just tell that he was telling the truth. In just a few minutes, his hope permeated my sad soul. And so I figured this 12-step program might also work for me too. So I returned to the same meeting the next week because I was really desperate to hear more about hope and there was a solution to my problem. The first year. During my first 6 months, I continued to attend that meeting regularly, It was a space that was so welcoming and open to listening to me without judgment and shame. It was an incredibly powerful experience. I was slowly developing a relationship with a higher power, along with my inner child, little Tanya. At first, I didn't want to talk to people as I was really self-conscious. After a couple months, I started to hang around a little after meetings to chat with other members, fellow travelers. I was breaking my isolation. In my home group, there was one woman who really was into service work. She was talking about the ABC, the annual business convention. I could tell she was really passionate about intergroup, this regional group of all the meetings within one region, and ABC, the annual business convention, and the AWC, the annual world convention. About 5 months into my recovery journey, the annual world conference was happening pretty close to my home. I knew it was a big deal, but didn't understand the magnitude. One of the workshops I went to was led by an old timer who had been in ACA for decades. I ended up chatting with her for a long time after the workshop, where I was in tears. She asked for my email and checked in with me a week after the conference to see how I was doing. My fear of authority figures and tendency to assume things about authority made me think that she wouldn't be interested in speaking to little old me. I didn't yet understand how important the step 12 was to the recovered adult child, to carry the message to the adult child who still suffers. She didn't see me in a hierarchical way, only I did. She and I ended up doing weekly outreach calls for the next several months, just accompanying me for a short while on my ACA path. I didn't realize how important these calls were to her recovery, even though she'd been in recovery for so long. One of the fellow travelers at the meeting I was regularly attending was a newcomer to ACA, and yet was also working another 12-step program, so had a broader network and was just in the know, told me about a 16-week ACA step study she was planning to attend soon. The step study would be going through the yellow workbook in a group format. I decided to join her. The step study was led by a trusted servant who was new to leading step studies. There were many people in my step study who were brand new, like me, newcomers. And there were a bunch of people who had already done a step study before. Some had done them multiple times. Between the study sessions, I tried to answer some of the questions in the yellow book on my own. And I did some, but I just didn't have the support and motivation to keep up with it. At 9 months, I bought a copy of the Big Red Book, and it helped me deepen my appreciation for history and the breadth of the program. It helped me broaden my language of this newish ACA world. Trying to find a sponsor. At around the year one mark of my tenure in ACA, I mustered up the courage to ask a nice lady in my meeting to be my official sponsor. I had heard that a sponsor would help me navigate the steps, which were still a really big puzzle for me, and this woman had shared in meetings that she had worked the steps and was living a better life than she had been pre-recovery. She agreed to be my sponsor, and we talked on the phone once a week. It wasn't structured, we didn't really focus on the steps, but it was nice to have someone with more experience to chat with on a regular basis. After a couple months, she left the program. I hadn't really found anyone else in my home group that I connected with who was carrying the message of hope and that the program was working in their life. And so I didn't ask anyone else for a while. I eventually did ask a few more people, but it just didn't seem to click. I had several sponsors who all had very different ways of sponsoring, though I didn't get through my fourth or fifth steps with any of them. For a while, I had a sponsor with a lot of experience. However, she had very little time, and I was intimidated by her knowledge and experience. My authority issues were cropping up again. Getting through the steps. At the two-year mark of my recovery journey, I joined another 16-week yellow workbook step study. This time I asked a fellow traveler to be my step study buddy or sharing partner, and we worked on the written questions between our weekly group study meeting. I also started attending the laundry list study. I was hopping around to different meetings in my city. My ACA world was expanding and I was meeting more and more people. I felt like I was really making headway in my ACA recovery. I started doing more service work at my home group meeting, being the newcomer greeter, chairing meetings, and participating in business meetings. These all helped me feel like I was really part of ACA and realize that the fellowship is just a collection of people recovering together, that there's no authority or right way to do things. If I had a question, I could approach someone, an old timer, or check my Big Red Book for guidance. I realized that the fellowship depended on my participation in service to continue to be available to me and my fellows. When the pandemic started, it felt like my eyes were open to a whole world of ACA resources. Workshops, meetings at any hour of the day, outreach, WhatsApp groups, hundreds and hundreds of adult children to connect with, a multitude of languages and accents. In just one click, I could be at a global Christmas party or at a non-dominant handwriting workshop. It was exciting. I shared my experience, strength, and hope at a meeting in another country. Even though I was terrified to share my story, the experience gave me so much confidence to continue sharing my story. As I continue to stay engaged, and yet I still never felt like I could really take someone through the steps or sponsor someone, I still feel like a newcomer at times. I'm often not sure of the best way to carry the message of hope and give back to the fellowship the most precious gift I have been given. I often feel like I just need a bit more direction and support. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much for sharing Tanya's story, Monica. So, you know, and as you were reading this, as you were hearing Monica read this share, you know, I hope that you were able to hear yourselves in different parts of the story. And we're going to give you a chance now to reflect on some of your own personal experiences in your own ACA journey. And I'm going to hand it over to Mary Ann to lead us in some reflection activities. And I also welcome you to, if you are new, brand new to ACA, if this is maybe your first or second or, you know, one of your first few meetings, please let us know, and you can say hi in the Zoom chat and let us know if this is one of your first meetings. Over to you, Marianne.
Right. Thank you, Leah. So who did you identify with in the story, or what came up for you as a result of listening to Tanya's story? Sponsorship brings up a lot for ACAs. We learn to be self-sufficient out of don't talk, don't trust, and don't feel. So you might need to employ your nurturing parent and reach for your inner child if something's come up for you. And this is your time to reflect on your own experience with sponsorship, and where you are with it and what your experience has been. So I'm going to allow a couple minutes for you to either write or meditate on your experience. And then if you're willing to have us share some of the experience, please write to everyone in the chat, and we can share your name and your experience with everybody. So I'm going to set the timer for a couple minutes. And then we'll start reading some of the chat messages. I don't see anything in the chat yet, but if you would like to share with us anything that came up with you for you around Tanya's story, sponsorship, or where you are, we'd love to hear from you.
Or if you feel called to share, I think that people do have the ability to unmute, so we can have one or two quick shares too, if people would like.
Okay, maybe we should take the presentation down so we can see everyone.
Hi, this is Lee, and I'd like to share. That be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been in ACA now for, it's almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years at the end of June, the last Tuesday in June. And for me, I went to the first meeting and, I just cried through the whole thing. And, somebody at that meeting gave me a newcomer pamphlet, the newcomer booklet. And I like carried it with me everywhere. And would just read each page. And then, but I didn't understand anything at that point. I had no idea what a 12-step was, no idea anything. So I didn't know even there was a larger thing that existed. And then about 3 or 4 months later, somebody came to the meeting who was part of the larger, community of ACA. And she just had stopped in. She was traveling literally from city to city and had been in that group like a year before and just was stopping in to say hi. And she talked about the website and the phone bridge. And I was like, a phone bridge? So I immediately found the phone bridge. And at that point, I started to go to a meeting a day because I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So there weren't a lot of meetings. I wanted to get a sponsor, but of course there was nobody, people weren't sponsoring like locally. I finally did get a sponsor, but it was only actually like a few months ago. But I would say that that for me, I said to my therapist, I said, I'm addicted to ACA. And she said, it's a good thing to be addicted to. This addiction is going to serve you. So, but I would say I'm still addicted and that I often go to a meeting a day still, because for me, it was how I could get back to working. I had been just disabled by depression, just on the floor crying all day, most days. And I'm so grateful that that's been lifted. And I think that's really all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. And I did get a message, a personal message that from Annette that she was not able to share with everyone on the chat. So I don't know if anybody else is having that experience, but we do have time to hear from one more person.
I just would like to let everybody know, if you just scroll up onto the list, you will see everyone in meeting. If you select that, you will be able to share with everyone.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Annette, did you want to come through and share with us quickly? If not, we'll go on to the next exercise. There'll be another chance to share. Marianne is going to lead us in another exercise. All right, Marianne, do you want to carry on with the second one then?
Yeah, I will share one message that came through that someone shared. I think I am about a year in, more or less, and I don't pay attention to dates, but I knew the 12-step program from Al-Anon, where I was making big progress in service, but very slow one in step work. And I got stuck on 4 and 5 with my sponsor, got addicted to meetings in ACA. I very quickly find out. All right, thank you for sharing. So in this exercise, we're gonna give you a few minutes to reflect on your own ACA journey and the fellow travelers who have crossed your path. Maybe someone who made a significant difference in your ACA recovery or who really helped you. And you might also reflect on what their first day in ACA might have been like and how they moved from hurting to healing to helping. So I see we have a raised hand, and we'll allow just another 20 seconds or so, and then we'll take a share. And was that Monica? Did you raise your hand?
I did, but I thought there were some other people who raised their hands. Let them go first.
I thought I saw Andy. Did Andy want to share?
Yeah, I could do a quick thing. I was going to say, I have two things to greatly thank for I guess it's something like 2.5 years I've been in the program. I mean, I go way back in CODA all the way to the 80s, but COVID has been a great favor to me. I live in the boondocks in two different states. I'm helping a group in one of those areas keep going. We're a very small group. But thank goodness for COVID, because I have gotten to be in more meetings than I ever would have been able to be in given where I live. And that's been a great thing for me. And the other thing, I accidentally looked at the Traveler a year and like 2 months ago. And from our little group in the mountains in Colorado, I went as the WSO rep to the annual business conference 2 years ago. And I have learned so much from being involved with the annual business conference and, you know, this annual part of the conference as well. Those two things have been great gifts to me on my path. And I guess there's one other thing I would say as well. And thank goodness that this program talks about therapy, because EMDR has done things for me I never would have been able to do any other way that I can think of. So I'll just share those three things. Thanks.
Thank you. And I think that might be time for our this section.
If Louis and Al, if you had your hands raised, if you can just maybe briefly share, we'll try and get you in just like a quick 30-second share if you have a brief thing you wanted to share with us, and we'll move on.
Hi, I'm Alexandra. I'm an ACA from Switzerland. Hi. Thank you very much for setting this up and for all the ideas you bring and the story. I just want to say that what has been a big impact on me is that is the person who started ACA here in Switzerland in the German part, and her huge energy, her commitment, her emotions and her stories, and this not giving up. This has been for me also like a push, you know, not to give up on ACA. And also the big message that I got from her, she was in the beginning my sponsor, is to learn to listen. She reminded me and told me, learn to listen and allow yourself to feel the feelings. So this is what I would like to share. Thank you very much. And I will pass.
Thank you so much. And Louis B? Sorry, Marianne.
Yeah. There is one thing in the chat I'll read.
Louis or Louis, did I see your camera? Yeah, come through.
Okay, thank you. Hi, I'm Louis from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm 84 years old, and I've been in ACA for like over 7 years now. And this has been a life transforming experience for me. When I first came to ACA, I couldn't talk for like 6 months because I was just sitting there crying. Still difficult today. But anyway, there's been so much recovery that I've experienced from this program. This weekend has been incredible. I went to the first ACA World Convention in Florida 5 years ago, and that experience was transformative. I mean, it's just every ACA World Convention is fabulous. So, yay. Thank God for this fellowship, and I just love everybody and appreciate so much the recovery that is here. And, to realize that at 84 years old, I get up every morning and say, I wonder what my higher power has in store for me today. I'm just looking forward to it. So thank God for that, because I know there's a lot of people in my age group who are just kind of like saying, well, when's death going to arrive today? And it doesn't matter to me. If it comes, fine. If it doesn't come, that's fine too. It doesn't matter. So it's great. So thank you. Thanks, people, for being here. God bless each and every one of you. Love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll just share briefly that Nicholas in Germany said, I'm in ACA for 4 years. I can identify with the example. I am from Germany and I finally found a good sponsor in Australia after 3 years. My experience is and helped me to do meetings and to do service. So that speaks a lot to what this group is trying to do to facilitate sponsorship in various countries. And this is a great example of across countries, how we can help each other.
Wow. Thank you all, Marianne. Thank you. That was so beautiful. I'm like tearing up. Wow. Whew. Thank you all. So we're going to, just to reiterate, I know people come in and out with these virtual meetings. So we're going to just reiterate as we move into the strength part of our workshop, to reiterate that we are a working group as part of the Global Members Committee. And our purpose is to increase accessibility, connection, and strength in giving and receiving ACA recovery support, which we can also call sponsorship, for ACA global emerging countries. And so we're here to bring to you, bring to the fellowship, what we've been working on, what we're bringing to the fellowship, some of the structures, some of that extra support for those of us who are maybe looking for a little bit more direction and support in bringing support to others, especially in global countries. And also to offer a service opportunity for those of you, I'm hearing people who have been around these rooms since the 80s or, you know, been at the first world's convention, that there are many of us in this room who have so much experience, strength, and hope to share. And you can be of so much service to adult children in these emerging countries that don't have as much support and are just beginning their ACA journeys. So, so let's move to some of the stories of our presenters who have moved from healing to helping in many different ways. And they're gonna bring alive some of the characters. They're gonna each keep like bring alive a character from Tanya's story that Monica C read, and they're going to share their real life experience, strength, and hope in these various ways. So over to you, John.
Yes, it's so exciting to be here. Global. Wow, it's just... Let me first introduce you to the first person Tanya met who she saw carrying the hope, living new life after putting into practice the program's recovery tools. Leah likes to carry the message of hope. Over to you, Leah.
All right. Thank you, John. So my name is Leah and I'm an adult child. And I still remember my first meeting in my home group of Chrysalis here in Toronto, Canada. And I see Adelina waving her hands. and there was someone at my meeting in that first meeting who I can't remember the content of what he shared, but I still remember the feeling. He imbued in me such a sense of hope that this program can work. You know, he had worked through the program and actually it was his last meeting. He ended up moving on and starting another meeting. And it was his service at my meeting, right? Because it was just a 3-minute share, you know, just a small share, but because of his share, I said, oh, this can work. This can work for me. I mean, I came in totally a mess. like many of you shared today, like, you know, crying in many of the first meetings, really struggled to open my mouth. It's amazing to think, like, you know, just a few years later, I'm here at our world convention, sharing my message here and working to bring this message globally. It's just the arc of the share, the experience, the strength, and the hope. For me, I liken it to like the life cycle of a butterfly, from caterpillar, the experience, to the chrysalis, the cocoon stage, the strength. And that part's not always so easy, right? That's where we're striving. I'm trying to connect to the tools of the program, connect to my inner child, connect to an inner loving parent, connect to a higher power. And that process can be really messy, you know, just like the cocoon, you know, it's that transformation, transmutation, metamorphosis, right? That's what we do in this program. And I feel, you know, that it's been such a journey strength through my fellow travelers around me, the share partners, you know, everyone around me who has helped to shine a light and help me move through that stage into helping. And when I hear and in my own shares, when I'm able to find some hope, you know, some of that butterfly to be able to spread my own wings so that someone else can hear that, yes, this too can work for you, you know? And like some have already shared that it's not a linear, it's not a linear progression, right? I feel like I'm constantly going through, you know, caterpillar, cocoon, you know, butterfly. But for me, the recipe or the template for the experience, strength, and hope allows me to share my experience so that others can identify with me, share the strength, the tools of this program that have and continue to help me, and then the hope that this program works, my experience, strength, and hope. So with that, I pass.
Thank you, Leia, for sharing that beautiful share. Next, I introduce you to the 25-minute speaker at Tanya's home group. Monica will share her experience about this crucial service. Monica?
Thank you, John. Welcome, everyone. I'm Monica C. from Santa Barbara, California, and I'm also known as, Leia reminded me, DJ Butterfly. In my home group, San Diego Zoom Boom Room, on Friday nights, I play music. My little inner child has come out due to this amazing, amazing journey that I've been on. I just want to say my recovery journey as a speaker has been the best part of service for me, bringing so much healing to my life. This June, I'll be celebrating 5 years in ACA. And today I stand before you radiantly alive first, no longer dead last, which is where I was before ACA. This is what my program has given me. My first sponsor, when I first started, she encouraged me to step up and speak. And I was terrified as I read Tanya's story, but now every time I speak, I become more and more confident. In the beginning, when I was a speaker, my first part of my journey was I was in the problem, in the drama of the story, and now I bring the solution and I strive to live my life in the solution, staying spiritually fit. I learned from my Al-Anon program, was my first program, that when I'm asked to be of service, I say yes. One positive thing that I brought from my confusing, abusive, violent upbringing, my dad was the alcoholic, was he always told me, you are a leader, not a follower. And speaking for me this past year, and I agree with what someone else said too, the pandemic has been a true blessing for me. I'm an extreme extrovert. I always give and then I'm exhausted. And during this time, I've just gone into deep reflection, really connecting with my higher power, striving to be spiritually fit and stepping back from the service positions that were no longer serving me and stepping out to be seen and to be a voice and to carry this message of hope and sharing my story of how the ACA program is transforming my life and bringing me to a deeper healing. I'm plugged into meetings every single day and I'm invigorated. I stay in the middle of the pack. I was told to run with the big guns, so I stay in the middle of a herd, and that's why I'm here being of service today, because I'm so extremely grateful to be able to carry this message and to give away something that was given to me so freely. And I'm extremely, once again, just grateful to be here. And I hope to connect with some of you throughout the world. This is an amazing conference this past weekend. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you, Monica, for your share. Next is the fellow traveler in Tanya's story who led one of the step studies she attended. I'll share with you some of my experiences with stepping into leading group studies. That would be me, John O, but I wanted to see a little Johnny representing my bunny here. He's kind of fading in and out. He's with me right now. Okay. Learning to heal and help through service. Oh my goodness. That's showing up. That's what I've learned. Showing up is your first act of service. Serving yourself, your inner child, is a beautiful thing. You lean into service. As a fellow traveler, those who've gone before me, I didn't know, but everything I saw and felt in the rooms was mentoring me. My experience in the room was I accepted the invitation on my higher power's terms. What is your will for me instead of my own? I wanted to get better. You know, that was my will. I want to get better at all costs, right? I got better by making connections through talking, by carrying the message like we're doing today. We're each in a different spot on our journey. By carrying the message, I kept showing up, asking questions and finding out how it works. Right about that time, the annual conference workshop came along. And last year, I saw that global workshop and I was just like, let me go and be of service. I want to turn some lights on in emerging countries, right? This is why we're here today, is we are needed all over the world, and the world needs us, and we need the world in this capacity in our 12-step. The learning curve was steep. I shared what I learned from fellow travelers. Now, leaning, like I always say, okay, I'm going to be in the meeting, leaning on the edge of my seat. I'm here. And service. And so what did I do? I sat there and I was trying to figure stuff out. And I go, oh, I'll be timer, you know, like, or I'll read the script, you know, like I want to do something, you know, this, I feel so much love here. So the 12th step, I wanted to get in a 12-step group, didn't know how it worked. And I just kept on getting the messages like, this is, what do you want to do, John? What, you know, what? Well, this is how you do it. And you can do it your way, you know, with your higher power's guidance. And so I started Yellow Step, 12-step group. And I found six other men or five other men that were willing, like-hearted fellow travelers. We were all in the same spot. We needed support. And so we got together for the first year. It was Yellow Step book. The second year was Laundry List, and we just bonded. And to this day, 3 years later, we're still getting together. What I learned there is what the global group taught me how to bring to the world. And first it was with Ready, Set, Go. You know, Ready, Set, Go is a big, fast process in doing the 12 steps. And in that group, there were sharing partners, right? And so I'm like, oh yeah, I'll be a sharing partner. And next thing you know, is sharing partners from all over the world, like Israel and India and South Africa and Armenia. And it was like, oh my goodness, you know, what do I do? Well, I just show up for each other. And I thought, well, there's only so many days during the week, so I need to create a group. I said, oh, I've done a group before. I can do this, right? Because I learned in my home group and I brought it out to the world. Now, the Zoom meetings were happening all over the world. And I found this site with all the Zoom meetings. And, you know, I ended up in a meeting in South Africa. You know, and I was at that meeting and I noticed I was being of service to be the timer and stay after for fellowship. And I noticed that, you know, there wasn't many men in the meeting. And I asked the person, the secretary, I said, you know, how can I be of service? You know, I did a men's meeting myself and this kind of thing. And I see it. And she goes, would you like to be of service to the men in South Africa? I'm like, yes, I would. And so I started getting these guys from South Africa, Soweto, WhatsApping me, and we created a group together. And amazing to be able to be of service. I saw a need. I offered to start that group. I created an opportunity for men to show up. and even from a different culture. You know, ACA crosses the borders and the boundaries, and you learn how to serve one another. Everyone now in this group has a confidence. For example, today, I'm having that group again today, but I can't be there the whole time. So I can hand it over. I can hand the chair over because these men have built their confidence. And that's what this group's all about that we're starting, is to be able to support one another, to hand off, to stand up, to sit down, to believe that we can do it. What started as showing up for me and leaning in has become a fellowship, a worldwide fellowship in my heart. Almost every other day during the week, on the phone, on Zoom, in meetings, receiving and giving support, all these fellow travelers are being mentored by our service, by our example. And you know, I'm still hurting, I'm still healing, but when you're helping and you're putting your life into service, there's something that happens that's glorious. I'm so grateful to share with you today. Thank you. All right. So next we have the fellow traveler in Tanya's story with other 12-step experience who will be brought to life by Sheila. Bring it to us, Sheila.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. What an exciting share, John. It's so inspiring, everyone. In this part of Tanya's story, which is something you might be able to relate to as well as you hear this story unfold and these different experiences that we have coming from different fellowship programs as we come into ACA for the first time, we may have, like I did, a couple of decades of experience in 12-step recovery. And when I came into ACA, I kind of expected it to be similar or even the same, really. The first meeting that I went to physically after toying around with the idea of ACA, it took me over a decade to understand what ACA was really about and where I could identify with it. But that just was my journey. But when I first came into a room of the ACA rooms, I thought immediately after the meeting, someone should be identifying me as a newcomer and coming up to me to introduce me to a temporary sponsor, or at least identifying in the room who is willing to sponsor. So my experience at this first meeting, that did not happen. And so I lingered after the meeting and I started to pick up literature and I started to try to talk to and connect to some of the people that I heard share. And I was toying with the idea or sort of suggesting the idea to a few of them that perhaps they would be interested in sponsoring me. You know, the way I was brought up in 12-step recovery, I was told, you need to get a sponsor right away. There was a matter of life or death, right? A matter of recovery or no recovery if I had a sponsor or not. And that was something that I wasn't familiar with in ACA, where everyone was sort of not really, not that they weren't interested in being my sponsor, but there was sort of a demeanor of, you know, we're sort of in this together. There's sort of a group of us that travel together. There's these Ready, Set, Go meetings that you can go to discover and kind of comb through in a short span of what the whole 12 steps are about in ACA. There's these yellow book meetings. There's these trait meetings. I'm thinking, okay, well, that's all great, but my background still tells me I need a sponsor. And so it took me several months, really. And even when I was in service and I became really familiar, much more familiar, rather, with ACA at last year's AWC, and I started seeing ACA around the world, and I was super intrigued by that. I was touched by so many stories around the world, just to connect to someone on the other side of the planet in the same, you know, painful place that I was at the time, and finding that connection of their experience that could lend to my hope, my opportunity to go through providing me strength into recovery, that it started to occur to me that I wasn't hearing in everyone's story that they had a sponsor or that they had a specific method of moving through the steps with one other person. But still, I was convinced I needed a sponsor. And I was almost even convinced that I needed to express to you all in ACA that you needed a sponsor too. I was really not sure how to navigate this without a sponsor. I connected with someone that I heard in the AWC last year, and I asked her, you know, I really liked your workshop. would you be willing to sponsor me? And of course, her response as an ACA-er was, well, you know, let's get you through some Ready, Set, Go meetings. Let's introduce you to the Yellow Book. And then in a couple of months, 2 or 3 months down the road, we'll connect. And I thought, oh my goodness, there's no sense of urgency for sponsorship. So again, I was still on this journey of unraveling what the hierarchy or the organizational environment was in regards to this fellow traveler stuff. So I just wanted to share that with you, because if you're in that place and you're really expressing the need to have a sponsor, or maybe you're expressing the need to start sponsoring right away, there are lots of other ways that we travel in this fellowship that are unique to ACA. And some of those I just mentioned, and we're going to hear a little bit more about that. And the reason for this group, this working group, and as a presenter and as a co-coordinator with Leah in this working group for ACA Recovery and Support, we've created some forums that are going to be provided to you, some information for WhatsApp channels, for social media, for other groups that we can convene, that we can reconvene as a group and start to support each other in the effort of supporting others. And I think that's just an amazing concept of how ACA works. So I hope that made sense to some of you. And if you resonated with that at all, stick around till the next few minutes, and we're going to lay out some ways that you can also connect to that. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Sheila, for your share. Our last character in Tanya's story is the woman who steps up to be her sponsor. Marianne will share her experience being a more traditional sponsor, helping fellow travelers work the steps one-on-one. Take it away, Marianne.
Thank you. So I thought I'd share kind of where I started, where I am today, where I feel like I've gotten all the promises, and then my helping journey kind of timeline. When I came in, to the program, I came in because a friend recommended that I come to ACA when I told her I didn't really care if I lived or died. That I had these thoughts of maybe driving off the overpass, but I didn't have any feelings about it. I was completely numb. I was also financially poor. I changed jobs like every year and a half because of relationship problems and not having my voice and not knowing how to set boundaries. I had one friend, and this was the friend that recommended I come to ACA, and she had just started AA. So she was an alcoholic, and we were both really struggling. I was estranged from my family. I used geographic fixes. I moved about every 6 months or a year. I had problems with food, with spending, with relationships. I couldn't sustain a friendship or a romantic relationship for longer than a year. I was terrified of people and authority figures and full of shame. Today, my life is very different. I've been married for 12 years. I got married for the first time at 47. Having recovered enough in this program to have and stay in a relationship. I've been in my home for 15 years. I've been in my job now for 22 years with the help of people in these rooms. I have friends that I have had in recovery for 30 years. My home is almost paid off. I have a good amount saved for retirement. I have peace and serenity. One of the things that I tell people starting in the program is that, you know, just to be able to sit and not have things running in your head all the time, to be able to stop, sit, and just have silence is a gift of this program. I have fun. I plan parties. I take trips. I ride my bike. I swim. I garden. And I, you know, play with friends in recovery. I am... In every aspect of my life, I feel like I'm authentic and real. I feel good about myself and who I am. I teach classes and I do presentations, and I feel comfortable in front of a group, which is a miracle of this program. I was painfully shy. In fact, I got up to give give a speech before recovery and I passed out. I was so afraid. I have 30 close friends who developed from a call list in this program. And I can easily set boundaries with my family members today. And the first time I set a boundary with my mother, I can remember shaking and sweating. I was so terrified. So I've come into these rooms, even when it was hard, even when, because of my trauma and background, I felt like everybody in the room didn't want me there. I kept coming back, as we say, and I got better. I led my first meeting at 4 months when somebody asked me when the leader didn't show up. And I said, I'm new. And they said, just share whatever's going on for you in recovery, what's up for you. And so shaking and sweating, I shared in the meeting. I led the meeting. I chaired my first meeting after about 2 years in recovery. And this is not to compare yourself. I was a lost child and a scapegoat. So this is just my path to helping that happened after I had some healing in the program, just to give you an idea. I attended my first step study group at 1 year, and then I started my first step study group at 3 years into the program. I became a treasurer and secretary at about 7 or 8 years. I started my first meeting at 14 years into the program. I participated in our local intergroup at about 20 years in. And now I'm part of this committee, and I've been part of a lot of different committees and had a lot of different service positions. Honestly, say that if I didn't step into helping, there are promises in the program I wouldn't have received otherwise. Things came up to heal when I stepped into sponsorship after about 5 years in recovery. When I took on the different roles, things came up. I made lots of mistakes. I made amends. I kept coming back and kept going. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks so much, Marianne. And thanks to each of you for sharing your experience, strength, and hope, showing the diversity of what giving ACA support can look like. And as we heard Tanya's story, there are just so many ways to carry the message of hope throughout this fellowship. Sheila, you're up.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, John. And thank you, everyone. There are many ways to recover in this fellowship, and that's the main message of this workshop. And that's the message that we want to carry into our global community. The passion that was instilled in me in last year's AWC when I heard the shares from around the world about the same experience that I was experiencing, I was able to connect on so many levels, even though cultural differences were there, even language differences were there. The experience was the same, and I resonated with that experience, as I'm sure many of you had the same or similar type of experiences. This pandemic has shut many doors of our 12-step meetings. And at first, it was just a devastating thought to think that we weren't going to be allowed to meet in person. And how in the world were we going to continue on this path of recovery in so many 12-step fellowships? What it has done for me over time, though, and pretty quickly, is it has exposed me to much more recovery than I could ever even anticipate. It was just an amazing, it's been an amazing experience. Yes, it would be wonderful to be hand in hand, face to face with all of you. But the opportunity to go global and to travel around the world from our own kitchen or living room has been just an amazing opportunity, just something that has connected me to people and points on the globe, on this beautiful earth, and that I would never have had if it weren't for Zoom and for this opportunity to slow down and to be part of this pandemic in a way that is causing us and so many to become introspective, to start looking at ourselves. We are limited now in the ways that we can escape that journey. And for that, I'm grateful. That pain is necessary to travel through, and we're not alone. We do this together. One of the new realities that came out of my experience as I raised my hand at the end of the AWC and I signed up for volunteer was to fill a need in one area, and quickly it became another need and another need, and I just found my way into this position currently as the coordinator, our co-coordinator of the volunteers that are supporting global recovery and support. And we hope that you'll join us. There's a great, great need around the world. And there's so much that you have to offer, no matter how much or how little of experience you think you have. It's more than many around the world. With that, I wanted to take this moment just to thank you all for being here. Thank everyone around the world who are attending today or throughout this weekend. And thanks for the growing efforts in expanding this amazing healing fellowship around the world. I want to introduce you now to one of our most beloved, you're all beloved, but our beloved sponsorship coordinator, I mentioned her earlier, Shelley from Israel. Shelley, you are up and we'd love to hear your story.
Hi, thank you. Wow, I'm overwhelmed with all the shares and I'm really excited being here. I wanted to know if you can show the, yeah, thanks. Okay, thank you. So I'm Shelley, I'm from Israel. I've been to ACA for 2 years. And I will just talk a bit about the situation, like what's going on in Israel with ACA these days and what we would be looking for service from people around the world. So the short history of ACA in Israel, it started a little over 3 years ago in Haifa. And by today, we already have about 15 regular meetings. Due to the pandemic, most of them are over the Zoom or over the phone. The main thing that really boosted ACA in Israel was translating almost all of the Big Red Book is already translated to Hebrew. And also we have an intergroup that has been established in the last few months and I'm part of it. This is how I got to be part of this global sponsorship activity. And I think having the translation of the literature is really a boost because many people in Israel can read in English, but it's not like native and it doesn't talk to our feelings. And having the literature in Hebrew is just amazing to listen to a meeting in Hebrew and it's just talking to the heart. So at the moment we're doing pretty well. We have lots of meetings, all kind of meetings. And I think if we talk about call to service, what do we ask from our fellow travelers around the world? It's mostly about working the steps. I think in Israel, it's like an issue. We don't really have many people that have worked the 12 steps. And we are looking for, sorry, I didn't time myself, so I'll just do that now. So I won't talk too much. We are looking for assistance with that. We know that there are many ways working the steps. we do like we would love people that are willing to just be sponsors and just work with people in Hebrew or in English. There are English speaking people here, but they don't know how to find a sponsor. It's like going on meetings abroad and it's just people are intimidated by this act. So if there are people that are willing to just be sponsors and they can do that in Israel time over the Zoom, it would be great. We would love people that could accompany a step group or fellow travelers working the steps. And I think that doing that, like we have tried people here, me too, we've tried doing some groups and working the steps over the Zoom or on the phone or even meeting, but somehow we couldn't get past step two usually. I know of other people that had the same experience. It takes a lot of time to do the steps together and go over all the questions. And then like conflicts start and we don't really have the tools to overcome these conflicts. And we just need someone like guiding us through this process of working the steps together. How does it work? And just be with us like even once in a while, join the meeting, maybe have someone translating, like just joining step groups and just accompanying them for months. And the other thing, I can't see it on the screen, but we have a lot of meetings with speakers. So if we could have more speakers coming from abroad, even with translation, it would be great. It's like, it's such a boost to people in Israel having more hope and strength. And just any, and also the workshops, people can join.
So the ways that you can join us, join our recovery WhatsApp hub. So this is specifically for people who feel like they want to step into carrying the message globally, or if you want to, you're curious, but you want some more support, you know, you don't have your own sponsor, you don't feel like you have that confidence to step in, we are here to support you. So join us. If you've got any interest, if you speak another language besides English, join us, share that with us. And we're going to start creating support. So if you move on to the next slide, you'll see some of the ways that we're going to try and support the fellowship. We're starting a new meeting. And the topic of this meeting is how we can offer recovery support and sponsorship. There's new literature that's coming out. There's a whole new handbook on sponsorship, giving and receiving support. And again, when we talk about sponsorship, we mean in all of the ways that we give and receive and we offer recovery support in this program. So what can you do to support this new meeting? Show up. Sign up to be part of a trusted servant circle who will share experience. So those of us who have some experience with carrying the message of hope, who have been sponsors, who have started step studies, who have that kind of experience, we want to create a circle who can share. You know, we want to be able to make this meeting weekly or maybe monthly, if depending on how much interest and how much volunteering happens. So please email us and let us know if you're able to join that. Or if you are, and just to go back to the other slide, if you are looking to find out more, what does it mean to be a fellow traveler? What does it mean to be a sponsor in ACA? I come from another 12-step program. It seems different here. I want to hear more about the ACA way. Sign up also to find out information about this meeting. And you can check out our Zoom chat here. We've got some sign up. Our email, we've just got a brand new email we're starting. This is all brand new. All right, so what else can you do? Join our working group. Just go to the next slide, join our working group. You know, we really need everybody to be part of it. We've got this small team now, but we can always use more support. We want to be traveling as a working group to different countries to join Ready, Set, Go and other ACA conferences and events all over the world. And we as a team wanted to join in and share our experience, strength, and hope. So again, email us to find out how to join our working group. Let us know you're interested. Let's keep going. Yeah, right after this, we're going to have some laughter yoga. Our workshop started 15 minutes late. We're going to try and condense it so we still have 10 minutes for laughter yoga. We want to start a mentorship circle. So this is a circle where we have some seasoned ACAers, you know, some of us who have more experience with sponsorship or with fellow traveling. We want to have a supportive, ongoing supportive circle where those of us who might not ever have had our own sponsor, but we want to offer one-on-one recovery support to others, to get together in an ongoing supportive environment where we can share our experience, strength, and hope around one-on-one support, especially in carrying the message in emerging global countries. And so if you go to the next slide, you can find out how to sign up if you're interested in getting mentorship or if you're interested in giving mentorship. So let us know. Again, we need to get the support to have this come to fruition. And then let's just move through quickly for the next slides. So what can you do to carry the message? Join our WhatsApp hub. It's being posted in the Zoom chat. Join our working group. You can email us. And there'll be lots of opportunities. The world is big and we're all connected now through our Zoom land. So lots of opportunities. And especially let us know if you can carry the message in another language. And just generally more ways to carry the message. I mean, it starts in our own home groups. It starts locally. It starts in our own intergroups. There are so many ways to create a really welcoming and supportive culture in ACA for the newcomers and to center the newcomers. And so be the first one. You know, if you're in a meeting, use the Zoom chat function, share your number, you know, let, if you've shared a message of hope, let someone else in your meeting know who might, this might be their first or second meeting. Let them know that you're available for connection and outreach. Share your numbers. You know, if you speak another language, you know, let us know, perhaps you can start or be part of a step study. You know, you don't even need to start a step study, but it's so helpful to have, you know, a mix of newcomers and old timers and everyone in between to recover together in this circle of support. So if there's a step study that's starting, you know, you may have already done a step study, but perhaps you can go to another step study to carry the message of strength and hope, or be someone's, you know, offered to be someone's share partner, act as a temporary sponsor. Jono shared so much about his experience doing that in other countries. So lots of different ways. And again, we are here, if you want to go to the next slide, we are here to support you. Just if you're curious, and again, please share with others, you know, let them know that this is happening. We've had close to 100, now over 100 people, you know, today. But the world is very big. There's so many fellow travelers. Let people know. You might, you know, if you know of people in your home group or in your circle of ACA recovery, let them know that this is starting and that they might want to get involved to join one of these new initiatives. So we are just so excited to be launching. And Sheila, if there's anything else you wanted to add, otherwise we're going to go to our close.
That sounds great, Leah. Let's go to the close. Thanks, everybody. See you around the world.
All right. So Marianne, do you want to take us through the promises as you live them?
Yes. Thank you. Thanks, Leah. The promises. We will discover our real identities by loving and accepting ourselves. Our self-esteem will increase as we give ourselves approval on a daily basis. Fear of authority figures and the need to people please will leave us. Our ability to share intimacy will grow inside us. As we face our abandonment issues, we will be attracted by strengths and become more tolerant of weaknesses. We will enjoy feeling stable, peaceful, and financially secure. We will learn how to play and have fun in our lives. We will choose to love people who can love and be responsible for themselves. Healthy boundaries and limits will become easier for us to set. Fear of failures and success will leave us as we intuitively make healthier choices. With the help from our ACA support group, we will slowly release our dysfunctional behaviors. Gradually, with our higher powers' help, we will learn to expect the best and get it.
So you can see some announcements on the slide. You can check out acawso.org for information about the MP3 recordings for this event. And this information will be posted in the chat. And the next session is our closing session. In this room, there's going to be laughter yoga starting momentarily. And then the closing session will be, I believe, in the green room. Thank you all for your attention and participation. So beautiful.
Thank you, Leah.
All right, so everyone can unmute yourselves and we'll close with the ACA Serenity Prayer in whatever language calls your heart. God,
I cannot change the courage to change the one I can. I to know that one is me.
Thank you, everybody. Until we meet again.
Thank you.